Yo, it's Duff with the Cloud Chaser TV, man. We back up in this thing again, you dig? Hey, man, we got an exclusive, man. We got Cuban Links in the building. And if y'all ain't heard what's going on with the internet right now, you got WAC 100 coming out on this unreleased audio by a guy the name of Stack City TV. You feel me? And on this audio, he's saying some things about WAC 100. WAC 100 is saying some things about Fat Joe. And we got Cuban Links up here. You know, Terror Squad, y'all know the history. We definitely going to get his response. So salute Cuban Links. Cuban Links, can you let them know where they can follow you at?
Oh, yeah. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, CubanLinkCLK.com, and Facebook, Felix Cuban Link Delgado, and Twitter, too. Same address. So, yeah. And everywhere else, you know, in New York, y'all probably see me just, you know, around the hood, man. You're chilling in front of the bodega sometimes. Yeah, I get lucky. But, I just stopped by. Like I said, you know, for some reason, I went to Clubhouse because I was checking out YouTube. I've seen that the same post you're talking about, WAC, saying some things about, you know, Joe and the Rios family. And I wasn't kind of surprised because about 3 months ago, you know, WAC hit me up, you know what I'm saying, on my phone. And, I was like, WAC, what the fuck? Because I had his number from back then, you know, before when we was going in on that situation about Death Row. But it was all good. It was all good. I know it was for entertainment and, you know, it was part of the business. And there's a rumor he heard. So, I had to, you know, we kind of straightened that out. And I seen him. I mean, he had hit me up and on FaceTime. I FaceTimed him. And he showed, you know, because in the beginning he hit me up and he was like, he was with Liza, the Punk's wife, right there at the moment, and he was, you know, working on getting a TV deal or like a movie deal for them. And I was surprised because I was like, oh shit, the fuck out of here. He lying. That's one of them whack tricks he trying to pull on me. So I said, let me FaceTime you then. I hit him up in a text and I told him, I'm going to FaceTime you right now. When I FaceTime, he surely picked up and he showed me, you know what I'm saying, Liza, Rio's in the background. I was like, holy shit, this nigga for real. And he was at the office. And I was like, oh, shit. And he said, yo, you know I ain't lying, nigga. You know I ain't lying. You know I don't be capping. And I was like, all right, that's what's up. And I was like, all right, my nigga, no doubt, man, keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? He was talking good about me and shit. And so I was like, you know, I was kind of confused. But I know I always believe that the truth, you know what I'm saying, when I hit a nigga, they formulate to it, you know what I'm saying? And they got to respect it. So, you know, I respect the fact he hit me up and he said he was working on trying to get them a deal. And saying that put things back in perspective for them. And I was like, no doubt, man, just take care of my sister and do the right thing, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. You know, so I was definitely kind of shocked about that. But, you know, I believed him. And now I see this. Like, I haven't talked about this. And now I see this, you know what I'm saying, where he's going to find the deep into the crevice where the fucking the darkness is at. And he's finding out the real truth, which is shit I've been saying about this nigga Joe been blocking. And he been stealing it. He been doing all that shit behind the scenes. So I just wanted to just, you know what I'm saying, find out a little more about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I haven't been on Clubhouse like that. I haven't heard
from Black. Let me play the audio for you, and I'm going to get your response to it. Let's get to it.
Amen. Amen, man.
So you pretty much heard that audio right there, and if we can get your reaction.
My reaction is satisfaction, man. I mean, the truth coming out. That's all a nigga want. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that Wack, is speaking on behalf of a family like that, on the real family like that, made me feel good. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there's a light. You know, that truth is the light, you know what I'm saying? And it's because, niggas been trying to bury that shit forever. Like, the fuck, man, at least in this lifetime, one time in this lifetime, that fucking truth won't, through that shit, through the crevices and the fucking darkness and shine a light, because niggas is
so, like, what you're saying is you heard these particular stories when it comes down to, Fat Joe being in tune with...
I lived those stories.
Okay, so like, give us a story, because I know, like, at the end of the day, I know you had some situations when it came to Fat Joe. If you want to elaborate on that real quick, so people can have some type of, they won't be like fooled. They know that you guys have a prior history.
Man, come on, man. I've been voicing my voice for 23 years, man. And since the social media's been out there, y'all heard about the controversy between me and Joe. And, for me, my personal side with him, about the fight, the car, that the scars in my face, the me leaving the Terror Squad label, and after that, the blackballing that's been going on with him, I don't know if y'all covered that story with Nori coming out and saying he could never interview me because of that. and niggas is ignoring it. You know what I'm saying? And this is another example. Like, you know, WAC started off as a not an enemy, but like somebody who was not, you know, speaking against me in a way, you know, negative about me, and because he heard a rumor. And then, you know, it takes this long for the rumor to really understand, you know, for him to find the truth as far as like what's going on and what I was saying with, you know, me and WAC went back and forth and we talked about Joe. You know what I'm saying? He was dominantly just, you know what I'm saying, like taking Joe's side, or he was playing devil's advocate or something. And he was more on Joe's side than mine. And he let like, a lot of people believe that I was wrong and like, my truth. And it's good to hear that he went, you know, investigate or try to do deals with, you know what I'm saying, whatever in the backside with the Rios family. He just found out the deepness of it, you know what I'm saying, and the power that Joe has when it comes to these labels. I mean, from him stealing money from us with the Terror Squad days, when he got the deal with Atlantic, $10 million, he gave us fucking 10 G's, 15 G's. You know what I'm saying? He gave the whole group 55,000. That's five of us. You know what I'm saying? Including Punt.
Right. Let me ask you a question, though. Like, this is a big question. Like, at the end of the day, do you think that, you know, a lot of people think that you guys was paid well when it came to y'all dealings with Terror Squad? Do you think that's what the perception is going on inside of hip hop? Because people still stand with Fat Joe and they never had these type of accusations on them when it comes to, like, you know, say the things that people say about Puffy.
He suppressed that. I mean, it's not, like I said, like, he's a good snake, man. He knows how to play. He's a King Cobra. Bottom line. You know what I'm saying? That nigga know how to cover the tracks up. He knows how to buy people off. He knows how to, you know, keep his name in good light. You know, he gives charity and, you know, it's just like a fucking one of them fucking movies. You know what I'm saying? The super villains and shit. And you see the background of it where niggas go and do like good things for the people to see, or they act like it's a good thing. You know, giving money to the schools and getting little fucking computers and putting money in, you know what I'm saying, supporting the cops and shit, like the division of the department, so he could get that badge and shit, so he could get, you know what I'm saying, get a little leniency if they do get caught. So he covers his tracks real good. And then behind the scenes, when it comes to like his people, supposed to be his people, which is the hood and people that come in the same, out of the same situation that he comes from, and he doesn't, you know, he keeps them to where if they don't come out through him, or he has nothing to do with it, then he try to block you. He ain't trying to see you come up. Because, you know what I'm saying, he wants to be the one. He wants to be the main nigga. So, you know, in that aspect, you know, it's not too many people. But if you really look, and you know, and some people are scared. I ain't gonna front. Some niggas are scared to even tackle. That's why even WAC said, yeah, I never want to talk about it. Because he was telling me, you know, same kind of things like that. He was doing that to me. Like, he didn't really want to talk about too much bad things about Joe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it was. You know, was it fear? Was it, you know what I'm saying, they hear about it for real? But I know. Believe me, I know. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I spoke about it. I could go check all that fucking the history on me. You know, I was the oddball when I should have been the one that I should have been listening to. Fuck, I need to really stab my brother in the back if he's supposed to be my brother and say some foul shit. I've never been that type of nigga. No publicity stunt nigga. No, trying to do this to sell this. Never. You know what I'm saying? If I said it, it's because I meant it. You know what I'm saying? I stand on it. And I always stood on it. And, you know, I paid this verification for shit I did. Like, some backlash that took me, you know, down that rabbit hole, as Hokers would say. But, you know, I always kept it, 100 and I stood by my truth.
How did you meet WAC 100 though? Like, you know, I understand that you saying that you probably built some type of rapport with him or relationship with him. How did you meet him?
I met him because he made some shit, an accusation about me going to death row and for protection and shit like that. And that stemmed from his problems with my son. And I just wrote a little, like, my son had did a post on Facebook, I mean, on Instagram. And he said something about real niggas. And I was like, real niggas don't exist anymore. Like, just put that up on my son's page. I guess he's seen that. Like, he was trolling on my son, so he checked that out. And he thought I was talking about him. So then after that, he went and said something about that. I went to, he remembers me from back in the days when I went to Death Row's I try to get protection. That was definitely a lot. You know, so then I got on the show because I had to confront that. You know, I didn't even know who Whack 100 was, to tell you the truth. But I knew some Death Row players back in the days and stuff, but I didn't never meet him, you know. And I went to the West Coast mad times. I never seen him, met him, or whatever. Then I found out he was Game's, you know, manager, like new manager, really. Because Jimmy Henson was actually managing the game. And, you know, we confronted each other. In Clubhouse, you know what I'm saying? And I got jumped and shit all the time. And I'm over here trying to play the nice guy. See if y'all niggas, you know, it's the phone. This is not like we live and niggas can feel the vibe, like, you know what I'm saying, looking in each other's eyes and really have a little kind of respect. You know, the phone is extra. It's like back in the days when you're a little shorty, calling up prank calls. So it's more of that shit. I felt that way about Clubhouse. Because that's what was happening to me. Every time I was talking and shit, niggas would come out with disrespect, you know, saying other stupid shit and niggas lying and shit. I was like, you know what? And I got jumped a little few times. And I just said, you know what? Let me stop with this Clubhouse shit. They get me mad. They get me my feelings sometimes. So now I'm back. I just, like I said, I seen this shit on YouTube. And I said, damn, the only place I can find Whack is fucking Clubhouse. You know what I'm saying? I was talking to my man. He said, yeah, go on Clubhouse. I said, fuck it, let me go. And I fucking bump into your room, the fucking death of a cloud chaser. And this is how we're doing it.
Salute. And was you able to have a conversation with him when you did come on Clubhouse?
Yeah, we fucking argue. We argued for a good 3-4 months. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth, me trying to tell that nigga my story, the fight part, you know what I'm saying? The Jimmy's Cafe, when it happened, I told Whack anything that needs to be told to him. I expressed my feelings. I expressed who the fuck I was, and we got to know each other through that. You know, it was in a medium because I knew, you know, in a bad channel, he would hit me up, be like, yo, you know, I'm doing this because, you know, it's just entertainment and all that. But at the end of the day, no personal shit. I was like, no doubt, my nigga, I understand. I've been in the business long enough, but I know, you know, you're just doing it for certain things. But let's not go to the, like, tell lies about me and shit. Like, if it's real, I have no problem, like, tackling it and saying what I feel about it. But if it's a lie, I can't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? And of course, that's going to get anybody mad if you got any dignity or honor. You know what I'm saying? They can tell a lie on you. You're going to have to, you know, step up and tell the truth or whatever. And, you know, defend your name. So that's what I was doing. But it became like a shit show where everybody just, you know what I'm saying, like, jumping on the bandwagon and just going with the funny, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, wrong fucking I'll come on it. So I just left it alone with that part. But I've been still in a good fight, you know, still in a good fight as far as, like, you know, for the truth and repping my brother, Big Pun, and repping the Rios family and repping my
family. Shit, that's Cuban Link.
Yo, salute. Holy shit. Hold on, family. Yo, salute. Salute. We're not taking any questions just yet, bro. We're gonna let you get to it. But so with that being said, you know, let me do a quick reset. Like, y'all follow the club, y'all follow us on Instagram as well as YouTube, Death for the Cloud Chaser. We definitely getting the business club. We got some more questions for Cuban Links. If y'all got some questions, go ahead and drop them in the comments. We're gonna try to get them X. But salute, share this content on Facebook and Twitter with a hashtag. Y'all know what to do. But let's get back to it, bro. I got a question for you. When it comes down to, how do you think Fat Joe going to act towards Whack 100 now that he's teaming up with Pun Family?
I made a joke about it. I told that nigga, after he called me up on FaceTime, that I seen him, he was with Liza in an actual office. He was in the office. He was doing some business. And he had her in the background. She said, hi. And I said, what's up? And I was like, okay, I believe him now. I told him, oh, shit. So you got to be careful, nigga. Joe gonna fuck you up, man. Joe gonna try to fuck you up, nigga. And he said, get the fuck out of here. We hung up. But yeah, that nigga mad. You know, that nigga Joe mad. He definitely gonna get mad at that. He gonna try to, you know, he gonna try to definitely put his power behind it to make sure Wag understands. I mean, that's up to Wag, though, what I told him. I mean, I've been going through my shit, and ain't no fear here. Ain't never been no fear here. The only thing that I feel that he's doing is cheating because, you know, he got those people in high places. They could stop, you know what I'm saying, my music, and they could stop a lot of things as far as my business. But I don't give two motherfucking fucks about that when it comes to the truth and what I stand for and what my peoples are going through and what they stand for. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be a slow death if you let them. If you let them, they're going to start, you're going to rock you to death, man. You're going to rock you slowly to death. With all that, yeah, whatever, you know what I'm saying, ain't going to throw that poison behind your back. So might as well do that shit in the front. Do that shit where everybody can see, motherfucker, stop hiding your hand. And that's what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? If the niggas just, if they had some integrity about themselves, they could just admit it. But admit it, man, and do the right thing. Because at the end of the day, that's what I want niggas to do. Do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And don't say, you know what I'm saying, some things that you do as far as like you're doing some good for somebody and you're not doing. You're lying. You're capping all day, nigga. Yo, you fucking cap. Turn that fucking cap back, you know, back to your normal size, straight up ahead, man. Stop being fucking snake, you know, hitting niggas from the back and shit like that. That's all I'm voicing my opinion about.
Right. And then, you know, with the whole situation, like you being from New York, bro, and a lot of people will say that WAC 100 is targeting people from New York, whether it's the guys that's from the streets or the entertainers. Like one of the situations that happened more recently is Mayno versus WAC 100. Like, have you heard about that situation and what's your thoughts?
I heard about the Mayno situation but I haven't really tuned into the to him and Mayno and WAC situation too much. I don't know what he was saying. I mean, I don't know what
WAC stands for. Like, basically, yeah. WAC 100, you know, he had you know, he has said some things about Troy Ave. He said that he was basically a rat. And then when, you know, Wolf from the Facto podcast, as well as Trife Gangsta came on the app and they had spoke to WAC 100. And I guess he changed his thoughts. So he started being pro Troy Ave. And, you know, Mayno had put up a video in regards to Troy Ave saying that he had his chain for, you know, come 7 years, May 25th. That's actually when Tax Stone will get sentenced, you know, for the whole situation that happened at Irving Plaza. That's an update for y'all family on May 25th, the same day that it happened. But, you know, so he basically had this chain for like 7 years and WAC seen it. So he went online and he said that, you know, from this post that Mayno had put up after the situation was saying, like, you know, he rocks with Troy Ave and, you know, they need to stand united, you know, and two on this video, you know, more recently, he said that he been holding this chain for 7 years. Just if Troy Ave try to act funny or do anything that'll go against his brand. So WAC 100 pretty much responded on that situation and said that, you know, that wasn't real. And, you know, but here's my thing, though, even with that being said, like, I know WAC 100 been the guy that been on Clubhouse and all through social media saying that he don't want people speaking on California business. And him jumping into New York business is like, is he a public figure? Is he a blogger? Or is he the business guy? Like, I'm trying to find out what is he. But I want you to just chime in on all what I just said, though. Salute.
Oh, man. That's typical WAC. That's typical WAC. But that situation there, like, that somebody died on that, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to Banger. And, I mean, when you see the, I don't know that, like Mayno just came out and he also said that he was there and he saw Troy Ave being the aggressor. You know what I'm saying? Like he was in there like looking for a problem, and you know, Tax Stone just did what he did, whatever. He trying to stay more like, you know, Tax Stone was doing what he was supposed to do, or trying to protect himself and all of that, you know what I'm saying, on that angle. But I mean, listen, how it happened or whatever, I think it was unnecessary. I just think it was unnecessary for all that to happen over some computer beef, you know what I'm saying? Because it's really computer beef, different opinions. You know, he feel this way about him and not tough and all this shit. And it's like that all that shit, and they get, you know, somebody died for that. That shit is whack. You know, the after effects of it, you know what I'm saying? Who had the gun? You know what I'm saying? Who had the gun? Who got in that club with that gun? You know, it's the club's fault for letting that nigga in with the gun. And it's also, you know what I'm saying, it's also a situation where this nigga Troy Ave didn't have no weapons. And, you know what I'm saying? Whether he got out, I don't know, but if that's the case, I wouldn't probably shout out my way out of there unless I'm hitting the right people, or I'd have been a little more intricate with my shot.
Well, you know, like, look, Cuban Links, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but Troy Ave, he actually took the stand and allegedly, far as what they were saying in this court hearing, during one point, one of these days, you know, shout out to BBN Network, Jack Frost, he was covering it day by day. And they said basically that they was going to do a reduction on Troy Ave sentencing as far as the guns that he was caught. And they was going to give him a year, you know, for his testimony inside this trial that took place with Tax Stone.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's, I mean, they got the cameras. I don't think you even have to take the stand, but that's a situation. That's like one in a million, man. Like the one in a million situation where it's crazy because, you know, like you got to put yourself in that situation where, you know what I'm saying, you didn't have a gun and all that. You get it from the actual person who was shooting the gun, who brung the gun in because he lost it somehow. And you shoot your way out of there, you know, for safety. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't even, I mean, testifying, of course, that's wrong. That's wrong in the middle from the world we come from. But, you know, to the majority of you, a law-abiding citizen, you know, in that type of sense, you did the right thing. And you was in the right to do that. That's self-defense. But we don't play with the moves where we come from. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you got to change your chicken and your two when it comes to that, you know, to that level. You know, you're supposed to, what we believe is that you're supposed to do what you need to do, you know, testify. And you know, you got to plead the fifth on that, man. You got to just show, you know, you got the camera. Fuck out of here. Don't put me on the stand. You got the camera. You see what happened. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, you have to testify, I don't think. But it's one of those situations, you know, and then, to really find out the motive of it, the beginning, how it started, and what happened really in that club. That's the main thing when it comes to us. Like, we want to know, you know, more like what the fuck it is. Because the niggas are the aggressors. I understand it's just business shit. Niggas catch a beat down, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That would have been that type of situation. But to bring a gun inside and then that shit transpiring when somebody dies, that's crazy. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, the law is the law, man. You know, we live in a world where, of course, we got underground laws and we got, you know, above ground laws. And above ground laws, when you get caught up like that, I mean, it's a fine line. It's a fine line, you know. But it's something that I don't have nothing to say, but just like, damn, it's crazy. It's crazy because even if it's a situation like that, shit, and I'm holding down my brother and that happens, and I get caught up in a situation like that, man. You got to win, man. It's a situation where you got to win. It's just don't look for trouble like that, man. I don't know why the fuck Troy I went over there. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, to that place as far as, like, knowing he, you know, that dude was going to be there. Or maybe he didn't know. See, I don't know. I don't know the intricate parts about it, man, the inside story. So I don't want to comment on it and say something right. Wrong with it because I know a lot of people that, you know what I'm saying, I don't know. I didn't know Banger like that. But I feel for the brother, you know what I'm saying, and his family. You know, I knew people that knew him, you know what I'm saying, and I respect that. And Taxo, I didn't know. I didn't know Taxo. But he looked like a troublemaker the way he was moving a little bit with certain people. He did. I mean, to the rest of the world when he was, you know what I'm saying, the way he was coming off in his blog.
On social media.
Yep. So he looked like he was in
the world. Let me ask you a question, though. Oh, you know, salute. Definitely appreciate you being here. Again, shout out your social media one more time for everybody for me.
I'm at CubanLinkCLK.com. That's my IG. Felix Cuban Link Delgado. That's my Facebook and Twitter. Same thing. CubanLinkCLK. That's where I'll be at.
Right. And y'all go ahead and subscribe to this channel. Share this on Facebook and Twitter for us with a hashtag. You know, y'all know what's going on, man. Exclusive. But, when it comes down to it, I want to ask you a couple of questions. So, like, even with that situation, you know, you had Trife Gangsta. He came out and he spoke on a guy by the name of China Mac. I'm not sure if you are you familiar with China Mac?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with China Mac. So from back in the days, he probably don't even know what I am.
Yeah. Tell me how you familiar with China Mac.
Oh man, China Mac. I knew of China Mac. They put it like this. From back in the days, I used to be in Lower East Side and, you know, was working with certain guys from out there, a little Chinese dude out there. And they with my more people, pirate recording. And it was a situation Well, he shot. Remember, he did his time and he shot somebody in a club. This is my man. That's my man Johnny's club. They, you know, saying that happened. So, you know, I heard the story. I was behind the scenes with that as far as like finding out, because the actual artist that was that he shot, he was hanging out with Jen. You know what I'm saying? So, Jen, I guess he had a problem with Jen. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the problem was, you know what I'm saying, where he jelly, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, Jen was getting the coverage with Rough Riders, and he was the only Chinese dude that was really out there, and he didn't respect him, you know what I'm saying? He didn't respect that, so he had a problem with Jen, but he shot other men. You know what I'm saying? Other men, my other boy was actually recording in my studio. He was doing a song together. So after the fact, like, he got, you know, my man got shot and all that shit and all of that. We went to have a little meeting and shit between the Rough Riders and the niggas who were on the club and shit. You know what I'm saying? We had the meeting in there. And we was talking about China Mac. He was like 18 at the time. He was on the run. That's when he was on the run. And we was talking about what happened and all of that. And you know, who China Mac was as far as the street. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, his street record was, he was one of them vandals. He was really, you know, thugging it out as a shorty and all of that. And, yeah, then, you know, he did his time and all of that. And I seen him when he did the blog when he came out of jail. He was on the right path and all that. So, you know, I was kind of proud of him and all of that. Him and Jen put the beef aside, and he was able to move on with his life. But I respect China on that level.
So, like, you know, like with when it comes to the whole Trey Ave situation, and we just spoke on that, and, you know, you gave your thoughts. But, you know, Tripe Gangsta, he had pretty much came on the platform, that for the Cloud Chasing, he has said that he has smacked China Mac, smacked the shit out of China Mac in regards to China Mac inserting himself inside that whole situation when it comes to Tax Stone and Troy Ave. You know, he even went at Math Hoffa saying that Math Hoffa shouldn't interview Troy Ave because he thinks he's a rat. But later on, you see where it's a situation where Troy Ave, well, not Troy Ave, but Mano went on live with Wack 100 and China Mac, and they had a back and forth. And, you know, everybody knows that Wack 100 is pro Troy Ave, so it just don't make no sense. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
That's when you choose sides, man. Choose sides. I mean, when you force to choose sides, that's what happens, man. I mean, I wouldn't, like I said, man, when it's personal like that and I had nothing to do with me, you know, I just let it be where it's like, yo. That's a sticky situation. Somebody died, man. You know, especially Trife. That's his brother. That's blood brother. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? That's you gonna go against the world for that. You don't go. I don't give a fuck if you're wrong, right? There's a certain way to do it. But he has every right to feel the way he do it. You know what I'm saying? He got the right to do it. Because that's some, you know, when you lose somebody like that, come on, man. I'd rather not even get into that situation where I even speak on things like that, even though they're public, things like that. But that you got to know that you're going to have, that comes with repercussions. People that love, you know, love the, you know, somebody that died, you know, family of that person.
Right.
So it's like, you know, China Mac, I mean, he's a blogger, but damn, you got to have a line too. Like, you got to know what you're saying and who you know, what side you're picking when you're doing it, and you got to be ready for the aftermath because, you know, like I said, man, that love turns to, that shit could be hateful at the end of the day to certain people.
So, like, speaking on sides, you know, this is exclusive. We already put the video up, but, you know, y'all can go ahead and check that link. But when it comes down to China Mac and La Brim and Wack 100, so La Brim, he heard some audio that was on Clubhouse. Somebody tapped him in. Now he's serving time in a federal prison right now, I believe in California. And he came on social media and chimed in and said, basically, you know, people need to put Wack 100 in his place and pull up, you know, he said, pull up his drawers, pull up his panties, because he's making the culture look bad. And with that being said, like, that person, La Brim, is cool with China Mac. So even La Brim was on this particular audio saying, like, how he messed with China Mac. He loves him and, you know, hold off on China Mac. Now, he also said that in that audio, he wanted China Mac to address Wack 100 and tell him, like, look, stop playing with my name. tell him that you cool with me. La Brim, that's La Brim speaking. And I guess it didn't happen in the past 24 hours. So La Brim put up a post and he said something what you just said about picking sides. So he put up a post. Let me read the post for you. The post says, no matter what, me and my brother have disagreements on. Hold on, that's not it. I'm my bad. That's another one. It says, free at La Brim, at China Mac. Ain't reposting this though. Question mark. Guess he's showing what side he on. And this is a repost that La Brim put up on his Instagram story. So a lot of people going with the thoughts that it's safe to say that La Brim is thinking that China Mac chose a side. And we was just speaking on choosing sides. Like, are you familiar with La Brim?
Yeah, I heard about him. I don't know him, but I heard about it. I heard China Mac real close with him. I heard people talking about him.
Right. So how do you think that situation is going to play out? Like when it comes to, you know, it may be, see, I'm not saying that China Mac, he possibly hit WAC 100 up behind the scenes maybe and spoke to him in regards to that situation. Because like I said on the video, see, they went from saying that La Brim was a rat 24 hours ago to now that particular side is saying that La Brim is a stand-up dude. So maybe they did have that conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of things that go behind the scenes, like with me and WAC. You know what I'm saying? Like me and WAC, like we got into arguments and heated debates and shit on the channel, and you know what I'm saying? Like everybody, you know what I'm saying, get heated and probably taking it for real. But behind the scenes, like I know, you know, he hit me up on the back channel and expressed himself, you know what I'm saying, accordingly of this entertainment business. And, you know, this is that, this is this. It's not that serious when it comes to being personal. So I understood it because I've been in the game, you know what I'm saying? So I understood that. But it's a fine line, though. You know what I'm saying? We fucking with the streets. So, you know, niggas don't understand that. Niggas think, you know, me, I'm mostly all fucking real when I talk. You know what I'm saying? But I understand also that side. So when you want to go into the Wendy Williams category and you want to stir shit up and be, you know what I'm saying, just have that that kind of podium, you know what I'm saying, where you attract that kind of traffic. And it's dangerous to, if you know, it could get dangerous, and it's been shown, you know, Troy Ave and fucking and Saxton, you know what I'm saying? If we don't got that understanding behind the scenes of what's going on, it could be really dangerous, you know what I'm saying? People putting out, you know what I'm saying, some wrong information sometimes out there, and you know, there's just, you know, rats could be not rats sometimes, and not rats could be labeled as rats sometimes if you don't know the truth, you know what I'm saying? And people just be playing a lot with that a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to comment if I don't know the facts. That's the only thing. So, I mean, listen, if niggas can smarten up, man, and they got it down pat where, you know what I'm saying, that loyalty's there and everybody's in cahoots, whatever, then it's a big novella. It's a big soap opera, to, you know, between them. But the world might be thinking that it's real. So other things can happen in the real world. You know, where everybody's believing what's going on, and it's not like that. So it's very dangerous, man. Very.
Yo, just moving on to some Fat Joe questions. Like, when it comes down to Fat Joe, do you think that, you know, it's possible that you've been blackballed in the industry? How do you feel about that?
Looking back at your career. Let me count. Of fucking course I've been blackballed, my nigga. What the fuck is going on here? Yes, but it's not a crutch for me to hold on. It's playing out, like, after fucking 23 years, coming out, playing out, many fucking forms of examples that have been shown, I point out to y'all. And at the end of the day, if y'all don't see that, then I don't know what the fuck kind of shades or what context niggas is wearing, because it's like, it's right there, like, it's not even a question anymore. But what we gonna do about it? Like, you know, at the end of the day, all I could do is be an artist, unless I want to do what the fuck, you know, what the hood taught me to do, which I do it, but I don't look for it or whatever. Try not, you know, to be a motherfucking, you know, righteous brother. But at the end of the day, all I could do is use my tongue as the gun and used to shoot these motherfuckers in the head. You know what I'm saying? And make way for the truth to come out. And at the same time, be creative and be lyrical and be a poet, be a fucking, you know what I'm saying, what I was born to be. And get good music to the people. That's it, man. And to keep it righteous at the end of the day, you know, let people be enjoying my music, and and all that that I'm put, you know, made out to be. So that's what I could do. But if people don't want to see shit, and if other people see, the thing about this shit, this whole entertainment shit, is niggas get paid, man. Niggas get paid to do whatever, you know, narrative. Nowadays, it's the narrative that counts for the moment. And they don't even pay attention to the truth anymore. And that's what I got a problem with. Like, you know, besides all the fucking, you can sell records, you can be, you know, saying, you could fucking, as far as like, you know, this is supposed to be about music, the talent, you know, and the talent, and of course, the stand up of an individual that stands behind his work. And it's been the switch where niggas can, you know, like media, like when you're in that label and they got the street team, they marketing, you know, the artist, the product. And it's how they market the product. Nowadays, you know, saying motherfuckers be the foulest things on earth, and they get marketed just like political campaigns. Niggas are lied by each other. Niggas, you know, I mean, lies, and then they dig up facts about fucking the next, like the opponent. And then one of them niggas gonna get fucking elected to be president. But you still, that means that all of the narratives that they was like arguing back and forth, were they lies or were they truth? Just to stay in the nigga character so you can win. So that's got to be regulated somehow, man.
So look,
they can say anything. They say anything, you know what I'm saying? They say anything just to win. You can't just say anything to win, man. You got to, you know, be held accountable for shit you say. And that's what the thing it is. You have to make this shit better.
Salute. So, like, I heard of these things, like, when it came to Nori, like, Nori speaking on these doors. Like, he said it was a few doors you can choose. Have you ever encountered these doors?
The doors. No open doors, please. Oh, man. The fucking doors. My nigga, the door is right there. They showed you what the fuck, Lord. The door is that door you walk in, or you get it compromises your morals. You know what I'm saying? That's the door that we're talking about, really. That motherfucker, you see Inori shouting out from the bottom, you know what I'm saying? How humble he is, you know, what is his motive, you know, the realness of his MCing, and the roots of everything. He's for the people. And then you see him on Drink Champ acting like a whole different nigga. You know, him being blackballed back in the days was the thing that he was, you know, speaking up against. Now he see a nigga like me getting blackballed for years before him, and he gets to a certain kind of podium where he could voice it out and stand up for the rights. You know what I'm saying? Of the niggas that, you know, against the niggas that blackball the blackballers, you know, to help him out. And he goes over there and he plays the same role as the nigga that used to blackball him. So he takes the sides of the enemy when it comes to niggas like me. Like, at the end of the day, it's supposed to be somebody speaking up on my behalf for the blackball, for the blackball league, the one that was getting blackballed, and he gets to a certain podium where he can help. And actually, you know, he gets the money, he walks through the door, and he turns his whole fucking moral capacity around. He joins the team. I guess to him, that's winning. That's the update. Instead of the one to the bottom that he was trying to help from the beginning. That's the doors. That's basically the door that we all talking about.
Right.
Now, what he had to do to get inside the door, I don't know if the booty hole was touched. I don't know if the fucking, you know, they gave him enough money to erase those memories. I don't know what happened, but shit like that happens definitely behind closed doors. I'm not saying Dory took any, you know, booty hole touching, but as far as the money, you can see what the money did. The money definitely is a factor of him changing and becoming, you know, the bougie type nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And when it comes down to it, you know, you have different situations with different artists. Some of them, you know, as far as conspiracy on YouTube and different social media platforms, you know, some of the great artists that and died, you know, early, you know, under 40 years old, under 50, under 30, under 20, you know, and a lot of times they think that these things be sacrifices. Like, what's your input on, you know, do you think it's some sort of industry sacrifice when it comes down to being in this industry and being successful?
The main sacrifice is about the morals. Money buying your morals. Money turning you into one of these crazy little fucking demons. Somebody that makes you lie. You know what I'm saying? You know you're doing something wrong. But that, your ethics should tell you that. that's the only thing. I mean, as far as like the devil is, when it comes to spiritual shit happening, of course, man. I mean, we humans. Humans always, I mean, it's always going to be three sides to a human: the spiritual, mental, and body, physical. You know what I'm saying? So all those things going, you rocking with all those things through everything, every adventure in your life. You know, whether you're in entertainment, whether you're in regular actor field, whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be those three sides to you. And when you get bought off, you know what I'm saying? The spiritual side get bought off too. Not like you know what I'm saying? Your physical side is one thing, but you know, your spiritual side and your mental, you know, your thinking could be changed by the devil when he offers you something that, you know, you probably really want. And sometimes those sacrifices are done. You know, I believe that, you know, the Illuminati shit, I believe definitely the Cubanati when it comes to me. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you there's fucking a group of motherfuckers that just hate because they want to hate because they love Joe. They want to lick balls and they want, you know what I'm saying, just give they want Joe to give them the helping hand to put them in a better, according social status. So, you know, they're willing to sell their soul to hate whoever, hate me for the fact that, they, you know, I'm their enemy. And Joe told them to go against me because, you know, he could make their dreams come true. That's what it is. It's when you get a group of people with, you know, say with one motive and it's usually, you know, a negative motive to try to get up in the world. You know, say use another and just to hate. Just to hate on the next person so they could make the wrong nigga look right. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. That's the sacrifice they do. So I believe in that. In the industry, that shit happens all day. From back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker don't like the way you look. That jealousy right there, if he got power, he could pay a motherfucking group of motherfuckers to hate you. You know, that's how it goes. But yeah, I'm against all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I believe in the truth. I believe the truth will win all over that shit. Talent. The talent. God-given talent. Could definitely break through all of that shit at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thought.
We hate to see y'all niggas beefing Cuba. You know, we grew up to y'all niggas, man. Y'all like the X-Men.
I know, man. I feel that y'all hate it. I know that. Most people do hate it. But, you know, you got to put yourself in my shoes, man. You got to see the, you know, I tried. Believe me, I tried. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I know I tried, but, you know, you could try it, but so much with a snake, man. And probably even say it like that. I don't should even take this and be like, yo, the man, I hate Joe, because Cuban fans, they hate Joe. No, nigga. If I tell you what the fuck I saw and what I've been through because of the underhanded shit that this nigga done, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But it's true. I can't fucking lie to y'all. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And this is not for publicity stunt. It's not to be for pity and be like, yo, man. It's not for that. This is true facts. You know what I'm saying? It's just I say it the way I'm saying it because that's the only way I know how to say it, man. This is the truth.
When
last time
you talked to Tony
Sunshine? Last time, yeah. I wish there was a time when he got slapped with three cocks in his face. That was the last time was when he was that was a joke, but not really a joke. It happened, but the last time was when I tried to reconcile with him. He was caught up in doing some dope and shit in the hood. You know what I'm saying? He was doing really bad with the drugs and shit. So I went over there. The streets put me back with him. You know what I'm saying? I was going to give him that love. I was going to give him that Cuban love, that tough love. You know what I'm saying? Put him in the fucking hospital for a little bit so he could understand. You know what I'm saying? I still love him. But instead, I went to reconcile things, you know, hear him out and to really do some music with him because he was talented. You know what I'm saying? He was talented. In my mind, in the hood's mind, that we could still get back together when Joe left him. You know, Angel had left him and he got lost in the drugs and all that. So we was working on things and he was OD in the fucking bathrooms and barbershop bathrooms and you know, he was on it bad. He had that monkey on his back like that. So I tried again. Next thing you know, he goes to the rehab. You know, he gets cleaned up and next thing you know, he's back with Joe. He's back